record, not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records, and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
May I say, before this record spins to a close.
Today on The Vinyl Experience. This was the week that was, if you follow journalism. Three fabled faces of the media. One forced out, one stepped down, one tragically cut short. Some songs to reflect on the role of the news in our lives. And to begin, a different sort of news. Two indie spins by deserving new artists who press their music on vinyl, beginning with California psych pop band White Arrows. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Thank you.
A couple of indie spins get the vinyl experience rolling, from the organic to the psychedelic. Our Wild America made a totally analog record up in Woodstock, New York, and among the gems on their self-released debut is that song Zero Sum. Before that, LA's psych rock band White Arrows lays the production on thick for that danceable track We Can't Ever Die from their Votive Records LP In Bardo. And the news made the news this week. To get us there, Steely Dan.
yesterday's papers? Who wants yesterday's gun? Who wants yesterday's papers? Nobody in the world. After this time I finally learned, after the pain and hurt, after all this, what have I achieved? I realized the time is clean. Cause who wants yesterday's papers? Who wants yesterday's gun? Who wants yesterday's papers? In the world, I'm living a life of constant change. Every day means a turn of the page. Yesterday's fate is a sudden bad news. Same thing applies to me and you.
Enough money to get a hot meal. Now tell me, what's in the headline today?
It's evening paper.
Will it be the bread line today?
Read all about it.
Good morning, mean old world.
Good morning.
How many people gonna die? Good morning, mean old world. How many children gonna cry? Who's gonna lose? Who's gonna win? Who'll come out on top in the end? Now tell me, what's in the headline today?
What's in the headline?
Oh, who's in the deadline today?
Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Does anybody know I'm here? Does anybody really care? Cause no one ever reads the small print. If they do, they discover me on an accident. Lord, good morning, hard time.
Mr. Hard Time.
Where can Don Covey earn a dime? Good morning, hard time.
Mr. Hard Time.
Tell me. Where can I find peace of mind? Will I make it? Will I fail? Who's gonna get me out on bail? Now tell me, what's in the headline today?
What's in the headline? Yeah.
Will it be the welfare line today?
Extra.
here. Does anybody really care? No one ever read the small print. If they do, they discover me on an accident. Good morning, hard time. Where can a poor man earn a dime? Lord, good morning, hard time. Where can I find peace of mind? Will I make it? Will I fail? Who's gonna get me out on bail? Lord, now tell me, what's in the headline today? Yeah, I said, what's in the headline today? Somebody better tell me, what's in the headline today? Y'all are people now. What's in the headline today? Will it be the bread line, the deadline, the welfare line, any kind of line? But
the vinyl experience, remembering soul legend Don Covey, who passed away 2 weeks ago. His 1972 song, What's in the Headlines, fits today's theme of news and media. But he's best known for writing Chain of Fools for Aretha Franklin, Pony Time for Chubby Checker, and for his own hits Seesaw and Mercy Mercy. Also recorded in 1965 by the Rolling Stones. And we heard the Stones before Covey, just a year later on their own Yesterday's Papers, and Steely Dan from Asia with I Got the News. And you get the idea. Between the graceful parting announcement of Jon Stewart, the scandalous exit of Brian Williams, and the sudden death of 60 Minutes correspondent Bob Simon, the news was dominated for a week by itself. Making the news is, in and of itself, a kind of news, a measure of fame. And this 1968 Kinks song pokes at just that. Did you see his name?
Sunday into the Chicago suburb of Cicero. Look Gone and Sheriff Richard Ogilvie asked King to call off the march, and the police in Cicero said they would ask the National Guard be called out if it is held. King now in Atlanta, Georgia, plans to return to Chicago Tuesday. In Chicago, Richard Speck, accused murderer of 9 student nurses, was brought before a grand jury today for indictment. The nurses were found stabbed and strangled in their Chicago apartment. In Washington, the atmosphere was tense today as a special subcommittee of the House Committee on Un-American Activities continued its probe into anti-Vietnam War protests. Demonstrators were forcibly evicted from the hearings when they began chanting anti-war slogans. Former Vice President Richard Nixon says that unless there is a substantial increase in the present war effort in Vietnam, the U.S. should look forward to 5 more years of war. In a speech before the Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in New York, Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
I saw it on TV.
The 1960s was a news-rich era, but also the one in which visual news media eclipsed print in influence. And John Fogerty reflected on just that in 1984 on his solo comeback LP Centerfield with I Saw It on TV. Back in the heart of the 60s, Simon and Garfunkel cast a TV anchorman for the first time on a pop recording in their version of Silent Night and the 7 o'clock news. The actual headlines of August 3rd, 1966, read by Charlie O'Donnell, whose career included stints as Dick Clark's sidekick on American Bandstand and as announcer for Wheel of Fortune. In 66, Paul Simon would have heard him as a DJ on KRLA and as a news anchor on KCOP-TV, both in Los Angeles. On to Songs of Scandal in the news and Joe Jackson's 1979 debut, Look Sharp.
rights leaders are a pain in the neck. Can't hold a candle to Chiang Kai-shek. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Panda bombers are afraid of a fight. Peace hurts business and that ain't right. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. We've got to bomb Castro, bomb him flat. He's too damn successful and we can't risk that. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. There's millions of commies in the freedom fight, yelling for Lenin and civil rights. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. Well, it seems like the whole damn world's gone wrong. St. Joe McCarthy is dead and gone. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Don't try to change my mind with facts. To hell with the graduated income tax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. You know John Paul Getty is just plain folks. The UN Charter is a cruel hoax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. J. Edgar Hoover is the man of the hour. All that he needs is just a little more power. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land.
Some tabloids are papers of record, and others are known for something else. The Jam sang about Britain's saucy news of the world, and a song released only as a single in 1978, and the one used as a theme for the British satirical panel game Mock the Week. So we'll play it for Jon Stewart, who did just that for a lifetime. And along with the great song satirist Tom Paxton's Daily News and Joe Jackson's Sunday Papers. Now, the next two are songs of hubris, and as such must sadly be spun with Brian Williams in mind. Don Henley made his own headlines in 1982 with Dirty Laundry.
Something I can use.
Two from 82, Genesis and Don Henley. Finally, one last newsworthy song, and one that connects to the tragic loss of a newsman who really walked the walk and talked the talk. Bob Simon was one of the few journalists who covered most of the major overseas conflicts since 1969. In a 47-year career, he earned more than 40 major awards, including 27 Emmys for journalism. Not to mention his book about being imprisoned for 40 days in Iraq during the Gulf War, which actually happened. Simon's death Wednesday in an auto crack-up on Manhattan's West Side Highway is eerily echoed in this mother of all news-inspired songs.
Thank you. all. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the album.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Look for the Vinyl Experience on TuneIn Radio and iTunes and in the archives of PRN.FM and RTDS.ca. Please like the Vinyl Experience Radio Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.